Blog Talk Radio.
This call to talk about the travel party, the dynamics of the travel party, how a travel party goes. So I want to bring on my partner in success right away. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is everybody's hero. We're talking about third-level director, big-time bonus earning, $50,000 bonus earning. We're talking about $100,000 bonus earning, multiple $10,000 bonus earnings. We're talking about multiple President's Club ring wear. Everybody's hero. Please help me welcome to the line, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roland Atturas. Good morning, Roland. Wow. Well, maybe Roland hasn't touched down yet. I know he was jet-setting this morning. He told me that. Well, I was expecting to have him here, but never fear, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a dynamic guest for you tonight. Let me just tell you a little bit. So I said tonight, I meant this morning. Let me tell you a little bit about her. When I met her, she was a single mom, and she was working, and she'll tell you her kind of living situation. She was living with some people from her church and going to school and just carving out a life for her and her daughter. And I met her and saw that look in her eye, and she came aboard and was just trying real hard and was kind of just puttering along. And then she kind of reached back to Roland, reached back to me, tapped into the Star Team founders, and she said, how can I get better? What can I do? And she was producing about 3 a month in her power team, and I've watched her grow from 3 a month to 10 a month to 15, 20, 30, 35, 40. I've just watched it grow every month in, month out. The power team production is there, and how has she been able to do that? Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, travel parties, the secret to this business is getting people together at a home, inviting the sharpest people they know over, and just sharing this business and seeing who sees what you see and who's interested in running with the runners, walking with the walkers. And if they're standing still, we'll just go work with somebody else. And I'm really excited and happy to have her on the line this morning. Please help me welcome to the line superstar, Jet Set Director, President's Club, ring wearer, Miss Caron March. Are you there, Caron?
I sure am, James. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well, and Caron, it is so good to have you on the line. We're going to get right to the meat, right to the potatoes, send back the appetizer, move the bread out the way, and get right to the main course this morning, talking about the dynamics of a travel party. Now, Caron, I want to talk a little bit with you about kind of what I do and kind of what you do, but I want everybody to know up front, you know, the company gives you a baseline, a streamline of just how to do a travel party. You have the ability to add your own personality and add what you think works well for you. But here's some basics of just basics of how to do a travel party. Caron, I want you to just kind of come on and real briefly, in about 60 seconds or so, just kind of tell your story on where you were and where you are now and how this business has been impacting your life. And then, if you don't mind, just start talking about travel parties as if you know how to invite for one, when you show up, what do you do, and just kind of some of the elements of that. But just kind of bring up the speed, if you will, Caron, a little bit on how you got to where you are and what type of impact this business has had on you and your life.
Wow. Thank you, James. You know, I don't really count myself as one of those really smart people. I really need instructions, and so I'm glad this business has it outlined in Chapter 9. You know, when I got started, I was pretty much living with one of the elders in my church. You know, it was pretty hard. You know, I had a really good position, you know, a little manager's position, my own pager, own office. But at the end of the day, man, and I know there's a couple of people on the line who can relate, that paycheck was not really adding up, and especially in the South Florida area where houses increasing at 100% rate, and the gas is ridiculous. But I was really struggling. You know, I'm a single parent. I was in school working on a chemistry degree, just active in my ministry, had a whole lot of things on my plate, and people laugh about it, but I used to drive a really, really blue car, and it had a green hood, and you know, I remember people looking at me, you know, funny, but I said, that doesn't matter. That's not who I am on the inside. And I got started in about 10 months with the business, just working it part-time, maybe 2 hours a week, 2 to 5 hours a week. I was able to retire, fire my boss, got into a nice luxury car, and, you know, I was pretty much on my way from there, and now I drive a beautiful Mercedes. I have a beautiful home sitting on a lake, and I couldn't be more humbled by the experience, and it's been really a blessing. You know, just to let you guys know, travel parties is where it's at. People say, well, Karina, what do you do? What do you say? What do you do? And, I mean, it's so simple. I started with my very own travel parties 2 times a week. That was my 2 hours. That was my 2 hours. You know, it would be on a Tuesday and a Thursday, whatever day I was not in school and not in the church. And so I pretty much did that, and I would invite people over. And a lot of times, you know, nobody would show up. And I'm like, what can I do to help that? And I would get creative. I remember Kim Perry talking about getting creative. But some of the things that I would do is say, hey, listen, why don't you come over? I'm having a, you know, big to-do. I'm real excited, a grand opening, you know, a concept I'm working on. But could you bring some ice? See, but I wouldn't tell them to bring the ice until maybe 30 minutes or an hour prior to the party. So now you're kind of obligated to come because I need ice. And so I didn't care if I had 10 people walk in with a bag of ice. That's irrelevant. It was just getting them there. And it was even funny to see everybody loaded up with ice. And when they came in, they're like, oh, she got me. You know, it didn't really matter. I remember telling people, hey, listen, I'm doing some interviewing. We're having some pre-screening. You know, we're having a little orientation to make some extra money. Why don't you come on out? It's just about getting creative. And that's really where it is, and that's how you draw the crowd. But the less you say, the more successful you will be if you start talking about this travel company or website, 60%. You bring 2 people, $1,000, you pay 100. You know, it's going to get overwhelming, and they're going to judge the information before they can even have a genuine chance to look at it. So I started doing my 2 travel parties every single week. I didn't care what anybody said, and I remember them laughing at me because I was going to my travel party with a suit on. I didn't have my place, so I would borrow someone else's place. Actually, it was Rachel Moore's little office center. I didn't care, and it probably seated all of 5, and it was hot, and the AC didn't work at night. Listen, there are all kinds of excuses that we can use to not build this business, but I would admonish to you that if they're going to see it, they're going to see it. They're going to get it. And so I started on my journey with that, and I just did it anyway. And then a couple people got started, and then a few more here and a few more there. And then I got better, and then I actually had a place to start doing travel parties. And now I even have people to do travel parties for. See, the thing is, as soon as somebody gets started, you want to let them know, hey, listen, let's do your grand opening, and call it a grand opening so it's not so overwhelming, and just let them know, hey, listen, I want to help you out do that, help you do that. Especially if it's on your power team. You know, this is where the bread and butter is. They always say the meetings, you help grow your team, but the travel parties pay your bills, keep the basics the basics. And so I still do that now. I would admonish to you guys, just call up your people, ask them, hey, listen, and this is key. When you're calling your people to say, when can you do a travel party, please don't say that. This is what you say. You open up your calendar and you pick 2 days. Usually I do one during the week and on a weekend at one particular time. So I'll say, hey, how's it going? Listen, I wanted to get you started, right, help you make some money. Do you want me to help you do that? And they're going to say yes, right, because they don't really know what it entails yet. And you say, well, listen, I want to help you with getting started or grand opening. You know, we're going to really get the word out so you can start making money. Your friends will know you're in business. And I tell them, hey, listen, I have a Tuesday at 7 and a Saturday at 2. Which day works for you? I give them 2 or 3 options. I do not allow them to say, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to check that maybe a couple weeks from now because, you know, I got to take the dog to get groomed, and then I got a dentist appointment, and then, you know, I got to take the garbage out, and, you know, all these things that tend to come up. And so what you do is you just kind of take control in that area. But travel parties is definitely where it is. I want to kind of talk about the setup now, the travel party. You've got to make sure to show up early. why. You've got to make sure that there are no dogs running around biting people's kneecaps and no birds talking. I had a bird dancing through an entire travel party. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some stories. But, you know, you want to make sure phones are off. You also want to make sure that there's a TV set up, a DVD set up. You know, you want to make it very simple. Please don't tote around a PowerPoint presentation, laptop. And I remember doing that in the beginning, and I wondered, why can't I duplicate myself? Why won't anyone else do this? Well, no one else has $800 to go buy a projector and another $1,200 to go get a laptop and then another $200 or $300 to buy a screen. And so it's all about keeping it simple. And let me tell you, if you won't listen to me, Juliet St. John, who's a multi-millionaire, builds her business with DVDs. So when you get into the house, make sure that that's already set up. And what I like to do, you know, I don't usually have music playing. As far as I'm concerned, the only music they need to hear is the music coming from the Circle of Champions. Dun, 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 dun. You know, that's motivational enough. And as the first person walks in, you make sure that you connect with that person, greet that person. Hey, how are you? Welcome. I'm really excited. It kind of softens the atmosphere. As soon as the first person sits down, this is why the Circle of Champions is so awesome. You have all those testimonies, and thank God James is on there. You have all those testimonies, and you can just start, you know, playing one of them here, one of them there. You want the first person to know that they're important. Please don't ever say, man, I don't know where all the people are. I only got these five sharp people here. I don't know where everybody else is. I only have these only little, you know, lawyers and my best friends. They're nobody. I'm waiting for the rest of the crowd. Whoever shows up is really the important people. The other people who aren't going to show up, and sometimes, you know, you have the majority who don't, and that's why you have to work the numbers. I'll talk about that in a minute. But those are the people that you pay all the attention to. Those are the people that you're attentive to. Those are the people that you're smiling and happy about. Those are the people that you're creating a traveling environment. You know, if you want to have a little Lay's or something, that's fine. And keep the food to a minimum. Please, no four-course meals. I've seen all kinds of rice and peas and chicken and all kinds of things, man. When I do my travel party, I don't even have water. I want them so dry so that their spirit is a little bit more alert. But you can definitely have something light. I would definitely not advise any red or dark colored juice, maybe Sprite or something, but and chips. But keep it to a minimum. The idea is not to feed them, it's to show them the business. And so once you play a couple Circle of Champions, you may have a couple more people that kind of straddle in, you know, and then you can play, you know, James Pruitt, which I love to leave off with because of just what he says about the company and just who he is and the fact that we get an opportunity to hear from him every single morning and really know his heart. We can talk about that, and that's what we want to talk about. We want to let people know that all of these Circle of Champions make over $1 million a year with this business that we are now embarking on. You also want to kind of throw a vision out there like, guys, you know, I'm glad that you're here, but don't thank them for coming. That's the key thing. Don't thank them for coming. Just say, hey, listen, I'm glad you have an opportunity to take a look at this, right? Because really they need to be thanking you for giving them the chance to see that, and you have to go in with that type of a mental attitude. And so once you do that and they do take a look at it, they're going to see the value in it immediately. Some immediately don't, and that's fine. But what you want to do is collect decisions afterwards, and we'll talk about that. As it's going through, when you're right after the Circle of Champions, I like to throw a little vision out there. So I tell them, hey, listen, this is really about you. You know, this is really about us and what we can do for our families, and I really want you guys to see it. Get them enrolled in the founder's vision. Please don't go off talking about how awesome you are and how you're going to be making $1 million. And, you know, Coach said something yesterday, and I love when he screams at us. He's like, you know, it's nice that you guys got all these rings and you're making all these $1,000 bonuses and you're driving new cars, but, you know, how did you get that? You got that by talking about the vision, the dream of YTB. Not your vision, not your dream. And so let's take it back to the basics. Let's talk about the company and what they want to do for the average person, how they're looking to create 10,000 new millionaires. Will you be a part of that with me? that type of thing. You get started and you pop in a video. Now, people get picky. They're like, oh, I don't know what video. It doesn't even matter. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what I use, and you're going to tell me that I'm lying. You're going to be like, oh, that's not true. You don't do that, but you know what? That's what I do. I pop in the 10-minute video that is actually right on our website today. That 10-minute video is what I use at a travel party. Either you're going to get it or you're not. Either you're going to need a second opinion or a second exposure or not. The whole thing is getting the information out there. And once you do that and it's over, you clarify any questions. Usually there are three types of people in the room, you know, people who get it right away, and you want to pass out applications to everyone anyway and start telling them how to fill it out. And then usually say, hey, listen, and the second part type of person wants a couple, you know, has a couple questions, I'd love to help, and I can actually get an expert on the phone. And this is where you can use your power team leader. You can use anyone in your upline. You can use a sideline. It doesn't even matter. It's just a person who has a little bit more experience than you who you can just grab on the phone. And hopefully you've called them prior to the party and let them know, hey, listen, I might be calling you 5 o'clock this evening just to kind of, you know, close out my party. And all they're going to do is give a testimony and kind of see where the people are and that type of thing. Now, those are for the people who have questions. And then the last test, hey, listen, if you don't see it, you know, I just want you to be able to shop with me and know that I will definitely try my best to give you the best rate. And I love you guys, you know, that type of thing. It's real simple. And as soon as you're done, you go to each individual person and just look them in the eye and hand them a pen and tell them, hey, your first name goes right there. You're going to be up in 5 minutes. Your address goes right there. You're going to be up in a few minutes. You know, simple to pay, just like you bought those nice shoes, that iPhone. Let me see that iPhone in your pocket. How much is that? $500? Really? Okay, good. Just like you bought that, go ahead and put this on your credit card too. Pull out a check, right? Put it in perspective for them. And make sure you guys are mentioning the Success Magazine Guarantee. People, sometimes we get so enthralled with becoming, you know, ridiculously wealthy that we forget about the regular people who would love to just make an extra $500 a month, an extra $1,000 a month. And if we could just really drill, listen, this is what it's about. You need or can you use an extra $500 a month? Well, our company will guarantee it, even if you don't make any money, if you participate 10 minutes a day just handing out one of these, and I'll show you how to do it, okay? So guarantee you $6,000. We're on the planet. You can't even go to a job and get that. And so keep that in mind. Those are the real focuses, and I just want to kind of reach back out to James to see if there are any other particular questions, maybe something that I missed. But, guys, it's all about your excitement. People are not buying into the information because nobody gets it the first time anyway. Yeah, I don't care how mathematical or how awesome your mind works. Nobody can really absorb it the first day. They're going off of the concept, okay, and your excitement. James, back to you.
Ron, thanks so much for sharing. Wow, just a blue car with a green hood. You know, that just kind of it defines where you start from. It doesn't matter where you start from and what you have when you work with you. You can either make money or you can make excuses. And, you know, that's really what this is all about. Chrome, I just want you to know, I list how you did it, the elements of it. You know, how I do it's a little different, but basically the same thing. Now you talked about just a few points I kind of want to just touch on that I think are very, very important. Number one, have your grand opening, have your travel party, have your home presentation. Have it as soon as possible. Well, you talked about having yours twice a week on a consistent basis, and those were the 2 hours a week that when you were working busy and going to school and all, and you only had 2 hours. You spent your 2 hours in the production mode. You spent your 2 hours having the event right there at your home. That's important. That's twice a week. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we really do believe that doing these home parties is so simple, so simple is how it works. When you talked about how you always invite and have everybody bring ice, that just kind of make sure that they come. And, yes, it's always funny as people walk in with bag of ice after bag of ice after bag of ice. It's like, all right, okay, we're having an ice party here. It's just kind of adds to the excitement and fun, but it gets your folks there. You talked about showing the for the champions, how you use a DVD. You don't use a projector. You don't do a big sales pitch or anything, but you just kind of do it right there. Now, I do it a little different. I use my laptop and a PowerPoint, and I just sit at people's kitchen table, and I just talk to them. Instead of standing up, instead of being real presentation-y like, I like to bring it all down. Everybody come together. Can we just gather around this table? If there's 40 people there, gather around a table. Some will sit, many will stand behind. But I just like an intimate, private, quiet setting. And I just read the information on the screen. But, Cron, I think how you begin a travel party is so, so important. Now, I particularly begin a travel party by saying what I'd like for you to do, just to kind of get to know one another real, real quickly here before we begin, is one, tell me your name, tell me what you do for a living, but what I really want to know is if you could take a fabulous vacation anywhere in the world, travel there and back in first class, stay as long as you wanted, and I was buying, where would you like to go on a dream vacation? Let's start with you, ma'am. And if people start seeing their name and what they do and they start talking about their dream vacation, or, well, I can't decide, I got two places. And what it does, it lets everybody know in the room what everybody does for a living. So you start saying, wow, there's an attorney here. Okay, there's a lady here in sales. There's somebody here that's a stay-at-home mom. There's a pastor here. There's a, you know, and so people start seeing what different walks of life are there in the room. Then what I like to get them dreaming right away. Well, I want to go to Spain. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to cruise the world. You know, you hear everything that people are talking about. And we get them dreaming right away. See, I love to get folks to. And then I do the very same thing, Karan. I kind of tell them very briefly a little bit about myself. And in telling my two-minute commercial, my personal story, what I'm conveying is who I am, how I saw it, and why I am here to help you. And yes, Karan, it took me a long time to understand it. Don't start off by saying, thank you for coming. It's just the wrong posture. Instead, say, I'm really excited about the information that you're about to see. Let me just briefly, in about 30 seconds or so, tell you a little bit about myself. And I just go into my personal story, and I let them know that I'm here to be a servant to you. So those of you that like what you see, I'm here to help you create the same thing that I've been able to create for so many others and myself. So let's just take a look at how the program works. At the end, I'll just ask you if you liked what you saw or not. Is that fair enough? And every head nods. And come on, I just began by reading the screen. Now, in your case, you set it up, but then you just do the power play where you extend your finger there and you hit power and you hit play on the DVD, and the DVD does the work. Either way, folks, either way, whichever you prefer. A lot of people, Karan, start out with the DVD and then go gravitate toward doing it themselves. Either way, I think the DVD is so duplicatable, so simple. Anyone that joins can take that same DVD, pop it in, they can do their own. And I love, Karan, how you talked about calling someone, calling your power team leader or connecting with one. I just want to remind everyone that we've got that 24-hour hotline where you can have myself and Roland and so many different people who have been real successful at travel parties speak directly to your guests there by using the 24-hour hotline at the end of your travel party and pressing 3. Karan, I've seen your posture is just so important, Karan. You know, I think sometimes people have a posture like, please, please, please join my business. Please, please, please join my business. But the proper posture, as you mentioned earlier, Karan, is letting them see the information and collecting decisions. And I like to just talk a little bit about how you move in for your descent as the travel party begins to kind of wind down in your presentation, Karan. What I typically do when I am doing kind of a travel party and I'm coming to that point, I say, well, I want to ask you a question and be really honest with me. I mean, really honest with me. How many of you here looking at our business honestly liked what you saw today? And usually everybody raises their hand. And I say, well, I've got something for you for those who raise their hands. This is the same thing someone gave me, and it's made such a difference. And I just begin to hand out the applications. And as everybody's staring down at the application, it's amazing, Karan, because it's like it's a television program on that page. But it just says name, address. But at that moment, they're making their decision. And I try to keep the words to a minimum and be very simple at that moment that they're staring down at that application. What I say is for those of you that just complete this form in its entirety, we're going to do something very special for you. So go ahead and write what name you want to appear on your check and where you want your checks to come to, what address, and completely fill that out for those that do. And then I have a little incentive. I have a little something there for those that get started that makes people excited, you know. And those are just some of the elements as I end the travel party. Now, Karone, it's something I never, ever do is say, are there any questions? I really would rather come by and answer their questions individually, because oftentimes you've got 10 people in your travel party, 8 of them are signing up, and you got the one guy that, you know, if you had a pile of money there on the table and said you can have all you want, help yourself, he would say, ah, what's the catch? You know, there's always some of those folks. So if a guy says, hey, excuse me, I've got a question, I said, man, I'm so glad you have that question. Do me a favor. Give me just 1 second. I'd like to come by there and give you my undivided attention and ask your question. Give me just 1 moment, if you don't mind. And then I focus my attention on the people that don't have any questions that are ready to come aboard. See, that's the key. I think people sometimes get drifted away with the one person with the question. Well, the one person with the question, you'll come by and answer that for them personally. Meanwhile, give me just 1 moment. I'll be right there. Okay, ma'am. Yeah, right there. Go ahead and put exactly how the name appears on the credit card. And yes, sir, you're doing good. Now, remember, the first 2 or 3 are going to receive this incentive here. So I know you guys are writing, but take your time. I spend the time with the people with no questions. And I let that person that has all these questions see, give me just a minute, I'll be right there. Let me go ahead and bring on all these people that don't have any questions to see what I see. And so as I spend time and get them kind of going, then I kind of go by to the person with the question. And I kneel down real quiet and I say, okay, thanks for being so patient. What was your question? And they'll say, well, I was just wondering, whatever the question is. I spend time, I answer that question, give them my undivided attention. If it's starting to take too long, I say, can you give me just 1 more second? I'll be right back. And I go by and start making the announcements. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got a new CEO, a new RTA, a new travel business owner. Let's welcome Rhonda Jones. And everybody starts clapping. He's still sitting over there with his question. And people are coming aboard. They're excited. And we walk over to the computer, start getting them going. I go back and finish with that question. I just want you to spend time. Karone, you know it. You either see it or you don't. You don't have to twist the arm or persuade or beg folks or try to show them, you know you need this money. You borrowed $200 from me last. No, you don't have to go through all that. Either they see it or they don't, and they're watching your posture about this. Now, Karone, say you do the travel party. Sometimes it's good to move directly toward a validation. Now, let's say a person's relatively new. They do their grand opening, they do their travel party, and they pass out all the forms, and nobody is really filling anything out. So I try to move directly to the next phase and say, well, let's take a look at the website itself. And as I do that, Karone, people start getting excited when they see what you're talking about is real. Well, Karone, our time has truly gotten away from us. We could go on and on and talk more and more. But, Karone, I want to turn this call over to you to close out this morning. But before I do, let me remind everyone that tonight we have a powerful business presentation. Can you have 3 people? Can you have 5 people tune in to hear, to expose your business, to get the message out? Karone, take it away.
Wow. Well, you know, it's been a really great call. I just want to kind of close out in saying this. I read that good is the enemy of great. And I do believe that every single person in here was born with the seed of greatness. And so I'll leave you guys with this. Continue to focus on that greatness, and greatness will appear. I love you all. Have a great, wonderful, productive day. God bless.
All right. Great, great call this morning. Very powerful information on how to do your travel party and, you know, just how to get through the process, making sure that you deal with the people who are filling out the application and come back to the people that have questions last so they don't not discourage the people from signing up. Pam, you there? Hello? Okay, we're going to close this call out this morning, and hey, hope everybody that tuned in and that are checking this in the archive got some powerful information and tools on how to do your travel party. Peace and blessings. Take care.